Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning we return to the first epistle of St. John, chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, that name which is above every name, dear friends in Christ, the purity of gold is measured in what's called millesimal fineness, or how many parts per thousand is pure gold. 24 karat jewelry is sometimes thought of as pure gold, but in fact it is only 999% fine out of 1,000, what dealers refer to as 3/9 fine. High quality gold coins may be as much as 5/9 fine, in other words, 999.99 parts pure gold out of 1,000. The purest gold ever refined was produced by the Perth Mint in Western Australia in 1957. They came out with a plate of pure gold weighing 13 troy ounces, and its gold was 6/9 fine. In other words, it had less than 1/1,000,000th of impurity in it. Well, at some point, I guess you have to ask, how pure is pure enough? I guess that depends on your standard. The purity that the Apostle John talks about in the text I just read to you has to do not with precious metals, but with the life of a child of God. And here John reveals the standard is much higher. The standard is not relative, but absolute. The standard is the purity of Christ himself. And this is yet another revealing aspect of that wonderful name God has bestowed upon you, child of God. We return to the theme. Child of God is the most revealing name of all. We've talked about several aspects of that wonderful name of yours, how it reveals how much God loves you, how little the world knows you, what a great glory awaits you. But there's yet one more aspect of that name. It reveals how pure a path God sets for you. In verse 3, John says, "And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he, Jesus, is pure." There's an unbreakable bond between our faith, our hope of everlasting life, our justification in Christ, and our Christian life, the way we live. Christians are called to purity. Really, though, it's even more than that. Christians are created for purity. It's part of our very nature as children of God. One writer put it in these blunt terms: you can educate a pig to stay out of the mud and eat differently, but on a hot day with fellow pigs, he will resort to his normal nature and dive happily back into the mud. If you could give him a new nature, say, the nature of a cat, then when the test of a hot day and welcome mud came, he would not be happy in the mud hole, even if his friends urged him to join them again. For he has a new nature, new desires. He does not think he is better than them. He just does not enjoy those things anymore. Likewise, our Lord has given to us a new nature and a new name to go along with it, child of God. We can no longer casually wallow in the filth and corruption of this present evil world. Our Lord has set a path of purity before us and bid us walk in it. Yes, our sinful flesh, that dirty pig nature, if you will, still clings to us. And sadly, often the mud of this corrupt world sticks even to us, the children of God, because of our own sinfulness and weakness. Our purity, if we're being honest, isn't even 3/9 fine, is it? Far from it. Really, being honest, we're more like 1,000 parts corrupt and sinful. But we daily bring those sins to our Heavenly Father for pardon. And every day, as often as we come, He pardons us. How can He do that? He whose standard is absolute perfection, 1,000 parts fine, without the slightest admixture of impurity, how can He justify sinners like us? This is why. Because there was one who was 1,000 parts pure. Jesus was absolutely pure and holy, a lamb without blemish and without spot, the scripture says. And He offered up that purity on the cross to be the sacrifice that covers your sins. And now by faith, His righteousness and purity, 1,000 parts fine, belongs to you. That precious, pure golden treasure is your possession now by faith. Moreover, He gives you His Holy Spirit so that you can overcome the world, so that you can, with the help of the Holy Spirit, eliminate more and more of that sinful dross, continue to be refined and purified according to God's will, as is fitting for a child of God on his walk toward heaven. Paul says, "Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." Years ago, our family lived near the Rosebud and Pine Ridge reservations in southern South Dakota, and there were a lot of things about Indian culture I did not understand and don't to this day. But I do recall being impressed by the beautiful and expressive Lakota names. Names like Good Crow, Iron Cloud, Has No Horse, and White Lance. There was a girl on our local basketball team whose last name was Whirlwind Soldier. How expressive and revealing those names were. But the name your Heavenly Father has bestowed upon you is even more revealing and precious than that, for He calls you a child of God. On this day we rejoice in that blessed name of ours, for this name reveals everything. It reveals how much God loves you, how little the world knows you, how great a glory awaits you, and how pure a path He sets for you. May God grant to each of us the grace to live up to the high calling of that precious name, Child of God. Amen. We'll conclude with stanzas 1 and 4 of Hymn 409.